Welcome to the Mama Mindset Podcast. I am Katja Hommage, and it's my mission to inspire women to learn about and practice science-based tools to approach their pregnancy, birth, motherhood, and life in general in a wise, empowered, holistic way. If you know a mom or an expecting mom who is struggling with her pregnancy or early motherhood, share this podcast with her. It may offer some insights, tips, and tools that will inspire her to work on her mental health and well-being. Let's begin. Today, I would love to talk to you about breath and breath work. And the first thought that came into my mind was that it's practically impossible to talk about childbirth without talking about breath. Yeah, it makes sense. Breath is by far the only way for a woman to stay calm, regulate herself between contractions. Breath is also the only way for a woman to go through a contraction itself, and also to go through this final stage of pushing your baby out. If you are someone who gave birth already, probably you can remember those moments when midwife, maybe your doula, maybe your partner, they were all just breathing with you and they were just reminding you, just breathe, another breath, another breath. Yeah, there's a lot of encouragement to just breathe. And it's interesting that very often I work with pregnant women who focus a lot on the techniques of breathing, trying to practice them and memorizing them by heart, and honestly being a little bit anxious to forget them once the labor begins. Funny enough, most of them do forget. Okay, how many counts do I inhale for, and how many counts I exhale for, and all that things. That's why I've decided to talk today about breathing in general, which is in itself a technique, the best one ever. What we seem to forget is that breathing is important for our daily life, not just during childbirth. The quality of our breath will define a lot of things in our pregnancy. Tensions in the back, frequency of a headache, quality of the sleep, all of these things literally can be affected by the quality of your breath. Breathing in our daily life literally defines the quality of your mind and body as we respond to events of life. I will never forget my piano exam. So I was about 11 years old, and it was quite an important exam where I had to perform two pieces. And saying that I was nervous would be an understatement. For some reason, this was the first time in my life, actually, at least that I remember, that I can remember, that I felt completely swamped by anxiety and fear to play in front of about 20 people. Waiting for my turn to play was physically painful. And by the time I sat in front of the piano, my hands felt numb. My mind was racing. I completely lost control. My fingers were doing something that resembled playing the piano, and the peak of embarrassment came when my mind shut off completely and I forgot the notes. All I could hear was my teacher leaving the room, slamming the door. Well, it did not make me feel any better. And to this moment, I remember everything about that day. That moment of me losing control, when my body just froze. I wish someone told me or taught me how to calm down. It's actually easy. It's actually easier than it sounds, at least. We can use our breath to stay in control over a situation, cool down the mind, down-regulate the nervous system, and if needed, start over. So today, right now, as you're listening to this, maybe you're walking, maybe you're doing some errands, maybe you're sitting down, I actually invite you to take two or three breaths. Not too deep, not too shallow. Just tap into your usual way of breathing. Pay attention to how you breathe. And now See if you can also consciously take a breath or two, but this time your breath will travel a little bit deeper towards your belly. Now, how about you take a breath towards the ribcage? And finally, take a couple of breaths up towards your collarbones, up in your chest. This was a very small and simple exercise to simply illustrate, to demonstrate to you that, well, first of all, there are different ways of breathing. Each of them will have an effect on your state of mind and even on your physiology. You know, honestly, I never paid attention to how I breathe. In fact, when once at a yoga class, I was invited to breathe towards my belly, it felt really odd. My default way of breathing was for sure up in my chest. Quite shallow way of breathing, to be honest. And maybe right now, when I was inviting you to breathe towards your collarbones, you can sense it. It's like the breath is literally stuck in that area of the chest. As I was learning more about breathing and its role in our physiology as a connector between our body and mind, I started to learn about myself. For example, I noticed that when I was working on an important email, I would often just hold my breath. Or when I was nervous, my breath was hardly there at all, taken by this overwhelming anxiety in my chest and my spinning mind. When I started to teach yoga and work with other people, I learned that a lot of women and men are chest breathers. A lot of people also have this so-called reverse breathing. A lot of people tend to hold their breath. A lot of people actually just disconnected from their breath. They don't feel comfortable to pay attention to their breath. They start feeling a bit of anxiety. Usually this is due to some trauma or some health condition like asthma. These patterns may have been formed during puberty, early years of school, during a stressful period of life, but we now know that there is an optimal way of breathing. It leads to a lot of benefits in our mind and body. Benefits for digestive system, cardiovascular system, and nervous system. Those who are able to tap into this nourishing way of taking a breath can promote calmness, relaxation, slower heart rate. First, we need to start paying attention. It does start with awareness. Start paying attention to your breath through the day. What are your tendencies? Do you breathe through the mouth or your nose? Do you tend to hold your breath? Can you comfortably allow your breath feel lower towards the belly? Are you grasping for air when you're talking? And then use this information. From our physiology, we know that the optimal way of breathing is the one when you do use your diaphragm. This means that when you inhale, your diaphragm lowers down and your belly goes a little bit up. And then as you exhale, your diaphragm goes up and your belly softens. Because using your diaphragm will mean, or it also means, that you're using your abdominal muscles. That's why your belly slightly expands. This breathing is optimal for many reasons. First of all, you're using your primary breathing muscles, diaphragm, abdominal muscles. You're not really using your shoulders, your neck muscles, so they don't build up tension. You're also creating conditions for the oxygen to reach the lower parts of your lungs, which are actually much more richer in number of capillaries where the gas exchange happen. More oxygen can enter the bloodstream, and this means that more oxygen can nourish your brain and, well, your body in general. This breath does have a calming, soothing effect. It also promotes better digestion. It improves heart rate variability, it reduces anxiety, it improves quality of your sleep. All of these then are great starting points for myriad of other health-promoting physiological processes in your body. So I hope I've made my point. I hope I've made my case for paying attention to your breath, making sure that your default way of breathing is literally not high up in your chest. Because when we are breathing up in the chest, we have to use those secondary muscles like shoulders and neck. And this builds up tension towards the end of the day. This may create pain in the back, sometimes headache. But also this breath is called shallow, which means that we are constantly sort of grasping for air. It also can start sending signal to the nervous system to keep ourselves being focused, activated, a little bit more anxious, a little bit more focused, a little bit more stressed. Pay attention to how you breathe through the day. Consciously start making choices to breathe in an optimal way. Allow your diaphragm to lower. Start noticing how this makes you feel. And it usually feels good. Become familiar with the calmness and overall clarity that comes with this breathing. You will start coming back to this breath more often in your daily life. It will become a habit. And once it is a habit, it's amazing because actually from this moment, you are equipped with the best breathing technique out there. And in peak experiences of your life, like childbirth, for example, you can always turn to this calming, soothing breath that will take you far and across and will become your best friend and anchor to hold on to. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.